Are you looking to make an amazing CV? I will tell you how in this video. If you're applying for a job, for university, for immigration, for visas, you will definitely need a really good CV. When someone reviews your CV, two things could happen. The first thing, oh, yes. This CV is about the most important document you will ever make in your life. It can give you a new job, new opportunities, make more money. It can completely change your life, but you only have a few seconds to make a key impression. Luckily, it's not that hard, and I'm going to show you. Okay, let me ask you a question. Out of these two CVs, which one do you like the most? This one or that one? Out of these two CVs, which one do you prefer? This one or this one? Let me tell you, the most important thing in a CV is to keep it really simple and concise. Just have the important information there. Too many people write so many long things in their CV. When someone is reviewing your CV, you want them to think, wow, this is beautiful. I love it. It's really important to make it really beautiful. I've reviewed thousands of different CVs, and some of the CVs just make me think, oh, it's disgusting. Some of them make me physically feel sick. Some of them make me think, whoa, that's so beautiful. You can have this power when you have a CV. You might have a lot of trouble trying to find how do you make a CV. If you're trying to use Word or documents, I'm going to tell you the number one trick, the best way to do it is to use Canva. In Canva, you have so many beautiful templates that you can use, and it's so easy. You can just choose the one that you like and just click and then start adding your details. This video is not sponsored by Canva. Canva is what I've been recommending to so many students who contact me before, and I recommend using this just because it's so easy and so amazing to use. Now, the second part, so you have a beautiful looking CV. That's half the battle. Now, how do you fill it in? Okay, so a lot of people ask, do you need to put a photo on it? Personally, I think a photo looks better, but it doesn't really matter if the CV doesn't have a photo. If you have a photo, make sure it's super professional and not just some random photo. And do you need an introduction? A lot of people say that you should write an introduction, like a paragraph describing yourself, but I don't really think it's necessary, because whenever you're applying for something, you're always going to write a covering letter. You're going to write something which introduces yourself. Just take it out. So when you go through all of your experience, you want to put the most recent thing at the top and focus on the biggest, most important thing. So when you put all of your information there, you want to put the most recent thing at the top. If you're a student, then you'll put your education experience. If you have work experience, you'll put that at the top. So here's a really good system that I recommend for how you can write about your work experience. It's called XYZ. So in every job that you did, you can write 3 points, and these can be your biggest achievements. And you can use this method called XYZ. Lots of people just write some vague sentence, which is not very helpful. It's hard to work out what you actually did and how impactful it was. So make sure that you write, I accomplished X as measured by Y by doing Z. So it's really important to have a number there and have a key achievement that you did, and also to show exactly what you did and just be really concise about it. So I would go through every job that you have, especially the big jobs, and write X, Y, Z, 3 points, the three biggest achievements you did in each of those jobs, such as I broke the team sales target as measured by reaching $1 million in sales by revitalizing the workforce and creating new scripts and training the team, something like that. So make sure when you go through the CV, you have no cliches and it's just really direct and beautiful. And definitely you need to have a spell checker. So many people have some mistakes, and it's so bad if you have a mistake in your CV. There's no way you can have any kind of mistake in your CV. If you're not a native English speaker, you definitely need a native English speaker to help check it for you. So how do you tailor the CV to what you're applying for? Two things. One, make sure that you read through the job description so carefully and that you understand it really deeply. And secondly, make sure that you have some keywords that are related to the job that you're applying for in your application. So if you're applying for a marketing role, make sure you have similar related keywords and you're kind of mentioning the things that you're going to be doing. For example, AdWords, SEO management, try and include all of these things. If you don't have direct experience, you can write as a skill or you can add it there, because a lot of companies, they have some AI which will check your CV to make sure that you fit and to see what percentage that you fit the role. So it's really important to try and have these keywords, but don't make it too artificial, because it's for a human to read in the end. So you have to make sure that it's organic. Two common problems that people have. One, someone has not enough experience when they're applying, or maybe no experience, like a fresh student. So what happens in that case? It's fine. Just write your education experience and that's fine. Just keep it simple and just put it there, and try and put all of the extra things that you've done, extra internships if you have any, or any extra projects or anything like that. Just try and put it on there. Every CV should be one page. If you have loads of experience, then it can sometimes be okay to have two pages, such as if you have lots of publications or something like this, or you have lots of different jobs. But I would still say that it would be better if you can try and put it all on one page, just to make it clearer. And you can also write about the other things in your covering letter or in the interview, because ultimately when people review a CV, it wants to be really easy and quick to read and get the key facts about you. And it's really important to make sure that you don't have any gaps in your work experience or your CV, because if there is like a 1 or 2 year gap, it's just going to mean that people are going to ask what did you do in that time. So just try and make sure to cover all of the gaps. If you had a gap here, if you didn't work, if you were looking after someone who was sick, it's fine to put, like, many people have these things and it's fine, we're human. The other most really important thing is, when you've done it, after you've spell checked it really carefully, you don't want to have any errors in it, is that you try and get someone who can help to check it for you. Someone who works in that field or in the place that you're applying for, try and get some feedback to see how it can be improved after that to make it amazing. Because often someone else's perspective can make a massive difference to your CV, and it can have huge difference looks and how it comes across. And then another really important thing is to make sure to put your LinkedIn link on there, because many people will check your LinkedIn, and you want to make sure that your LinkedIn has lots and lots of really good content on there, and it's completely filled out, has a really professional photo. And also try and post some industry related things onto your LinkedIn or your social media, because a lot of these people, companies, universities, if they're looking at you, they may be checking social media and also checking videos, if you've made any industry related videos or if you have a blog. I can tell you that I've hired some people from YouTube, so it can be really good just to be making this content. It can bring huge opportunities. So if you have any questions, let me know in the comments, and follow me for more videos about related content, and wish you the best in making your CV. Cheers, guys.